Yes, good morning. It's Neville here. It's Wednesday, May the 6th, early-ish morning. So, some thoughts about RSS, and I've been thinking about this since I saw Steve Gilmore's post on TechCrunch IT that he posted yesterday. Rest in peace, RSS, he says. Some very good points, a lengthy post, it's an essay, but basically, what his primary argument is that RSS doesn't cut it anymore. Twitter is the new RSS. He says it's time to get completely off RSS and switch to Twitter. The river of news has become the East River of news, which means it's not worth swimming in. Not sure I agree with the black and white view to move from Twitter to RSS. I think they both fulfill different roles. But I'm going to speak from my own experience and what Gilmore says. Reflects what I've observed simply just looking at my own behavior. I live in RSS. I've got, I guess, in total, although this is not about the numbers, around 1,100 subscriptions organized into various channels in FeedDemon. Yet, on a daily basis, I look at probably 20, if not less, RSS feeds. And of those, a handful are aggregated feeds, meaning they aggregate the content from a variety of different sites, including blogs, into a single RSS feed. So that saves me subscribing individually to each of those blogs' RSS feed. I'm a big believer in that level of aggregation within an aggregator. So, for instance, I've got some 60-plus PR blogs into a single feed, which I created that one, in fact. That's the one I look at first every day. I've then got others that aggregate content on things I'm interested in. So, in fact, in my mind, funnily enough, is a clean out sooner or later because I've got all these other channels that I never look at. Maybe once a month, I'll spend probably over an hour just go scanning through the headlines, but that's actually not very productive. I also use RSS for searches, Google alerts, and a variety of other things based on keyword searching on the net that bring me the results as an RSS feed. And so, yeah, I certainly that Twitter could not fulfill that function. So they have different roles in my view. And that seems to reflect some others. There was a bit of a really good spontaneous Twitter chat amongst some in my Twitter community. And let me tell you what some of those folks had to say. We'll have a look here. D to K says RSS is a utility that's quite flexible. Twitter has value, but shouldn't be your only tactic. RSS, Twitter, Facebook, blog are a great mix. You're not wrong. I agree. And James Gallagher says that Gilmore article reads as, "I don't use it, so it must be dead. There are some people who are just far too eager for is dead." Good point. And let's see, Grizzly Growls, "I've never been one to read RSS feeds. I only use RSS to get my couple of hundred podcasts." Well, you are using RSS in that case, aren't you? You're doing it the same way I am, but your content is different. So let's see, Yellow Park. Says, ironically, it seems the more we use RSS, the less we read it. That's an interesting observation. And that reflects my experience, frankly. I used to spend a lot of time in RSS. Now it's less, and I'm spending more effective time scanning and then out. And maybe Twitter's prompted that, because that's what I do in Twitter. And I'm not in Twitter all the time. I've had a burst this morning, chat. I've got quite a few things I'm paying attention to, and then I'm out until later when I have a moment. And it's not predictable behavior every day, so I'm not in Twitter the whole time. I use it for different things. Interesting observations. Lionel at Dell says, "I agree that Twitter complements RSS. We set up Direct to Dell as an RSS feed. Was surprised to see people RT headlines from it." That's retweet. And he actually goes ahead to actually address the point I would make to Lionel. That it's easy for people to do that. And that's the point. It is easy. And as the community grows and you feel more connected, it feeds that behavior, I think. So let's see. T.S. Burke says, let's see, still need RSS to feed our Twitter feeds. Yeah, okay, that's true. And then H.E. Martin in Germany has just retweeted. Twitter complements RSS usage changes. Exactly, that's the point to me. They're complementary. What do you think? Do you think Twitter is replacing RSS? Love to know your thoughts.